More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The delicious ice-cold taste of Dr. Pepper has a lasting effect on people. Lindsay from Sacramento said,
pro tip, 40 degrees is the perfect temperature for an ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Why is 40 degrees the perfect temperature for Dr. Pepper? We brought in Sue from Duluth, Minnesota to tell us.
Oh yeah, I know a thing or two about cold. Oh, that right there is the perfect kind of ice-cold for Dr. Pepper. I'd share that with my friend Nancy. She likes Dr. Pepper too, you know. My cold
is... All right, that'll be all, Sue. Having a perfect temperature for your Dr. Pepper? It's a Pepper thing. Inspired by real fan posts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, July 1st. I cannot believe it is July already, edition of the program. Independence Day weekend. America. Buck, yeah. It's exciting. Kind of went flat at the end there. Some of you will remember that song. Did you ever see Team America? It was great at the time. I will say, in retrospect, there's some scenes. I think they've cut them out of later editions. Anyway, it's going to be a fantastic Independence Day weekend for everybody, and we've got a lot to just sort of mull over, to consider, to reflect on, because America's still number one. We'll talk about, yes, the Biden administration sucks, they're bad at this stuff, they're doing a terrible job, blah, blah, blah. I'll give you a little bit of that just because we got to know what's happening, but then we'll just think about America for a little bit, and I'll send you off for your Independence Day weekend. Having a good time. But if you're like me, you believe it's your right to bear arms. 72 million Americans say they're firearm owners. In 2021, 5 million Americans got their first firearm. When you use a suppressor with your firearm, you're vastly improving your shooting experience. Suppressors protect your hearing by reducing the sound and improve your accuracy by reducing recoil. To get your suppressor, connect with my friends at Silencer Shop. They're a Texas-based company founded in 2010 and have grown to become the nation's largest distributor of suppressors. Silencer Shop has 28,000 Trustpilot reviews. At silencershop.com, you can order a suppressor online or locate a Powered by Silencer Shop dealer. There's probably one near you. Silencer Shop makes it easy. For your suppressor SBR or any items that need an NFA tax stamp, tap into Silencer Shop for your ATFE Form 4, and you'll get it faster than ever. Expect your approval in 90 days. Check out silencershop.com. That's silencershop.com, the easiest way to get a suppressor. Oh, man, there's going to be some delicious barbecue this weekend. Burgers, hot dogs, whatever else you got in mind. I'm heading down to North Carolina, Asheville, which I hear is lovely, excellent food, not the best politics. A little bit like a piece of San Francisco or a piece of... New York City or something, drop down in the middle of North Carolina. But I hear it's a lovely place. We're going to have a lot of fun going down there with Miss Carrie, the girlfriend, official title, girlfriend. And we're going to be having a fun weekend. I hope you're doing all the same stuff. Biden, however, is not going to be having the greatest weekend ever. He's not going to be having the best time because when we come back, we're going to be really getting close to mid-July, folks, right? It's going to be a nice long holiday. Next week's going to fly by. It's going to be mid-July. August recess is going to hit. And then, boom, we are in the election countdown. It's getting close to the midterm Democrat annihilation. And they're saying things that are not really helping them very much, given how expensive your travel is going to be this weekend, how expensive the food you eat will be this weekend. Here's a Biden White House advisor talking about those gas prices, saying essentially, you got to pay the high prices to defeat Putin.
What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years. This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
It's about the future of the world order, the liberal world order. That's why you have to pay these high gas prices. Isn't this remarkable? Isn't this pretty hilarious, actually, if you think about it? They take no ownership of this really at all. It's just a thing that happened to them. Biden happens to be the president, and this is a thing that just happened to occur that is making life harder for the Democrats, right? That's what we're told. Well, here's Biden actually yesterday just telling you, look, you got to pay more for gas. Otherwise, you're Putin's puppet, man. You got to make sure you're paying those super high prices. Paying high prices is the patriotic thing to do. That's what he's telling you. You got to pay maximum.
The war has pushed prices up. They could go as high as $200 a barrel, some analysts think. How long is it fair to expect American drivers and drivers around the world to pay that premium for this war?
As long as it takes, so Russia cannot, in fact, defeat Ukraine and move beyond Ukraine.
As long as it takes. There's this whole notion that Russia's about to go to war with the rest of Europe if we don't have this all-in backup of Ukraine position, backing up Ukraine. I got to say, Russia's having enough trouble with Ukraine. You think about what it would be handling if it went after the United States plus all of the NATO countries. Give me a break, folks, okay? Putin isn't about to declare war on the entire Western world simultaneously. His military has nowhere near the forces to do something like that. He knows that. But this is just what they say. They're trying to come up with a way to make people feel good about paying these super high prices, because otherwise you're just paying high prices and people don't like that. In fact, they're noticing it more and more all over America. And that's why you've got the approval rating for Biden down in the dumpster. Here is, again, Biden advisor, not Brian advisor, Brian Deese, who's just telling everybody, look, if you only knew how awesome the Biden administration was, you would have a different feeling about it.
But these are uncertain times, and when prices are high, people are understandably frustrated when they're pulling up at the gas pump, and that's understandable. And at the same time, it is our job, and it's the president's firm conviction that what he can do as president is to take every responsible action that he has. And we have, and also remind the American people that even as we go through this challenging period, even as we move through this transition, we also have made historic economic progress. And that's not to suggest that people shouldn't feel the anxiety that they feel. Of course, they do.
Historic economic progress. Yeah, it's awesome. He's done a great job. That's what the people who work for Biden say. What are the people, though, who are Democrats, who want the Democrat Party to do well? What do they say about all of this? What are the Democrats, like Obama's top advisor, his consigliere, if you will, David Axelrod? Well, he's saying it's not looking good out there.
There is this sense that things are kind of out of control and he's not in command. And this lends to that. Inflation is, no one president could control inflation, but it is a gale force wind right now. It's affecting politics. Very hard to come, you heard him on gas prices today, talks about the gas tax holiday, but he's not going to get the gas tax holiday. And there are a lot of Americans who are skeptical about whether that would help. So, there, you know, This is a very, very freighted, fraught environment for him right now.
It's not good out there for the Biden squad. But I want to tell you something. I want to send you off before your. I'm just going to give you a couple of tips, actually, as well, for your Independence Day feasting. You know, if you're going to be cooking outside or inside, but if you're going to be, you know, grilling up some stuff, sausage is such a good move. I know people always go, well, hot dog is the American move. And yeah, okay, hot dogs are, you know, a very, you put some sauerkraut on there, it starts to feel a little bit like it's Auf Deutschland. But hot dogs in general, good move. I'm telling you, in my experience, if you have some sausage, like Italian, sweet Italian sausage, you throw that on the grill, it always gets eaten. People, like, everyone's always like, oh, I don't know, should we buy some sausage when we're in the store, in the supermarket? You know, I don't know. We already have some hot dogs. Everyone knows, and this is going to sound very commie, but I'm going to tell you the truth. A good Italian sausage, whether it's hot and spicy, whether it's sweet, it's just better than a hot dog by itself. And I know people are just, they're going to freak out at me about this. Get yourself some sausage for that grill. It's so worthwhile. And then one other thing I throw out there, just keep this one in mind. Thick cut bacon, the thicker, the better. People love to do this super thin, like it looks like cellophane, like you're going to wrap your bacon in other bacon to keep it fresh or something. You need to get thick cut bacon. If it doesn't taste a little bit like a fatty pork chop, you're not doing it right. I'm telling you, go to a butcher. They have bacon there. And people don't even think about this. And be like, I want my bacon, you know, I want bacon that's like a third of an inch thick, you know, maybe half inch if you're getting really crazy. But you go with the thick bacon, it's so much better. And you can throw the thick bacon on the grill. That's why I'm telling you about this. So important tips from the Buckster. Another one. You have to season your bun. Now, that's not like code for anything. You have to season your bun. And by that, I mean, give it, you know, the little basting brush you have for the meats. Don't do this with the raw meat, obviously, but the same kind of brush, I'm saying. You put a little bit of olive oil before you put that crisp on the bun itself. You crack a little salt and pepper on the bun. Game changer. Or you could even do a little melted butter. People just think, oh, the bun is like, it's like the part of the cardboard or the plate, you know, the styrofoam plate you're using. It tastes like that if you do this. You want to season your bun and make it a part of the overall experience. And I'm just telling you, that's the way to do it. And also, if you have the time and inclination, it's going to sound a little crazy to some of you, homemade mayo is so good. Homemade mayo is so fresh and delicious, and it's actually not hard. And you can season a little bit to make some aioli with it if you want, but you throw a little sriracha in there, game changer. Homemade mayo, better than the stuff you're going to get in the stores. I'm just giving you some of the best tips that I can think of for the grilling experience, because I've got some grill skill. Not a lot, but I've got the basics. And with all that, I would just say, yes, the Biden administration, things are rough in the country right now economically. There's a lot of challenges, a lot of bad things. I thought that we would be springboarding up and out of the pandemic misery and madness, and that Biden would get credit for it, even though he wasn't doing anything to actually help. I was wrong. He's actually just made everything worse. You know, he couldn't just sit there and allow things to get better. He's made everything worse. But what I'm trying to tell you is things are going to get better. 2023 is going to be a year of restoration politically, economically, mental health wise for the country, emotionally, psychologically. 2023 is going to be a good year. And I'm putting a marker down right now. This Independence Day weekend, just keep the faith, all right? Go relax. America's still number one. We will defeat the commies. Go eat a burger or a sweet Italian sausage, whatever else you got. And just know that we're on the rise. The comeback, the snapback is happening. America is awesome. You are part of this awesomeness. You are the awesomeness. Thank you for listening to this show. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. You can rely on Atlas Butler for trusted, convenient plumbing and drain service. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call